This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am bringing you a very, very exciting company, if you will. I'm more giddier than a five-year-old on Christmas Day, I'll tell you that much. I've been following this company now for months, and I actually took an investment in it myself. I believe they're on the cutting edge of something really special. The name of the company is Innovative Payment Solutions, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IPSI. And with us today is the chairman and the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bill Corbett. Bill, so much welcome for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure.
Before we get started on the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of backstory of who you are and what you guys do.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for inviting us on. It's a real privilege. So briefly, I spent my entire professional life in San Francisco, over 30 years on Wall Street. I was the founder and CEO of an investment banking firm that really raised billions of dollars for public and private companies with the sole intent of to really take them public. And we basically ran a business that adhered to those old adages of integrity and the golden rule. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it's like my grandfather used to say, Billy, if you're going to lie, you better remember, when I was a really young boy. And since my memory's no good, I chose the path of telling the truth much as I could, and it's worked out well. But you know, San Francisco is a very unique place, you know, going back to shoot the gold rush. But if you look at, you know, where we sat at this time in history, we had high tech, of course, you had biotech, you had green tech, you even had no tech. And you know, we got to witness and participate in the growth of these things, these companies that had, some have gone on to become some of the most incredible companies that ever lived. And companies like Zappos, who were told you couldn't sell shoes online, and WhatsApp and Square and PayPal. And not to include IPSI in the tall cotton era, but you know, we're really, really excited about the platform that we have, what it offers to the consumer and the businesses, and love to tell you a little bit about them.
You know, the other day I was listening to CNBC like I usually do, and I caught Cathie Woods, and she said that, and I think she's one of the smartest people in the room, and she said, you better start investing some money in digital banking, e-wallets, digital wallets. And I started looking for companies because I like the OTC and I like to find companies that have yet to be discovered, and I found your company. And so if you would, what are your thoughts about that, and is she on to something?
You know, she's phenomenal. I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's spot on. You know, I think what we have here is a paradigm shift. And you know, I have four kids in their 20s and early 30s, and I watch the way they carry about, you know, doing business and interacting with social media and whatnot. And there just seems to be there, at least they, and I think they represent a large part of the population, they're averse to going into a bank. You know, these fabulous apps like Zelle and Venmo, and, you know, they're wonderful, but they don't really address the issue with the unbanked, the underserved. But I think she's spot on. I think the digital wallet is here to stay. I think it's the future. It's convenient. I think that the old guard, I mean, if you just take a look at PayPal versus, no offense to Bank of America, but would you rather ride with the guys that created PayPal, or would you hitch your ride to, you know, an old brick and mortar Bank of America?
Right. Tell me about your company, Innovative Payment Solutions, Inc. It's a digital platform, IPSI Pay, you guys are building right now. And how is your company different from the other players in this space?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ev. I mean, I've been involved with the company for over 5 years. I actually took it public. I raised millions of dollars to do that. Yeah, I think it offers an unbelievable opportunity to participate in what we just talked about with Cathie Wood. And what I mean by that is, you know, we had success in Mexico. We did about $11 million in 2019, offering digital payments to, you know, really the largest population in in Mexico, which is the unbanked. And it worked really well. We learned from that, though, that there's major global issues as it relates to people that don't have bank accounts or they're underserved. And so we decided to pivot from that. And I was asked to join the company as a CEO in the middle of 2019. And our focus really since then has been, let's build a fintech in California. Let's address that by creating a all-in-one solution, almost a universal digital platform, if you will, that allows the not just the unbanked and underbanked, but the Gen Zs, anyone that wants to participate in digital payments. And what does that mean? It means that from the palm of your hand, you have the ability to send payments across borders. And to do that, one of the major issues with the unbanked or people that are underserved is the fact that they can't get money in the system. And PayPal's done a phenomenal job of building market share against these brick and mortar Western Union and MoneyGram. However, when you don't have a bank account, you can't get money in the system. So what we've decided is this kiosk system that we built in Mexico that more than 2 million people used down there was a great opportunity as a conduit, if you will, to get money into the system. So one walks up to the kiosk, puts money into the system. From there, they can transfer to your digital wallet, which is the backbone of all of the payments, and then to the app, which gives you the mobility to send money and pay your dad's utility bill while you're in Los Angeles for that bill in Mexico City if you chose. So we like the fact that it's convenient, it's, let's say, affordable, and more importantly, it opens up blockchain and crypto to the equation as well. But it's really this universal platform that's the hub that will allow both a consumer and a business to make payments, to buy microloans, to do all kinds of, let's call it, financial services that they've never had access to before. So we find that really compelling. We also have Ipsy Payroll, which will allow money to come into the system through ACHing employees, let's say their salaries. So if instead of getting a check, which is really inconvenient to people that don't have, let's say, checking accounts or savings accounts,
right.
You offer them the ability to ACH their money onto a digital platform. From the digital platform and the app, they have the functionality of sending money all around the world if they chose. And with $4 billion a month going to Mexico from America and $7 billion a year going in crypto, we feel we're poised to take advantage of both those markets for our shareholders.
And so you guys will be a part of the crypto and the Bitcoin transformation? Awesome.
Yeah, we have a product called the dollar-backed stablecoin that we're going to roll out shortly that we find really attractive, and we think that the consumer will too. And what we mean by that is it's backed by blockchain. It is an immediate settlement. So I don't know if you know this, but Western Union, some of these companies, and we do it with some of our contractors we pay outside of America, sometimes it takes a day or two to settle. Whereas if we can send money using a dollar-backed stablecoin called the Ipsy coin to Mexico, we can settle immediately. And more importantly, it'll cost the person that's sending the money nothing. The recipient receives it less a 5% inner what they call exchange rate. So for every $100, they receive $95. And that's far better than anything they're doing currently in the market. And it's backed by blockchain, which with settlement makes it instantaneous.
On April 20th, you put out a press release about uplisting to the NASDAQ. Where are we at on that?
We're really, really, really excited about that because, as you know, the QB can be tough. We've been fortunate. We've had several institutions give us millions of dollars. We have currently about $7.5 million in the bank. We applied last week, as you said, to NASDAQ. We our fingers are crossed. We think we meet the criteria to trade there. It's a wild card because you never know. It's out of your control. But we're doing everything we can with the application to try and get it approved ASAP. And, we're pretty confident that it might work out well for our shareholders.
What I saw, and I just wanted for you to clarify this, if you may, your pre-revenues, but you did revenues in 2019. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, we were about 4 years in Mexico. We had, like I said, 2 million people using the product, the kiosk, on a daily basis. We did about 11 million. We sold that business with the idea of, like I said, pivoting here. We kind of view ourselves, you know, as Robin Hood from Nottingham. And you know, I kind of kid around with that. And we're not certainly stealing money from anyone. But the reality is the old bricks and mortar, we think we can cut into their market share and give back to a group of people that really need help. And in doing so, it feels good. We're not certainly philanthropists. We want to make as much as we can for our shareholders and increase the market cap as much as we can. But, you know, it's kind of a feel-good story, Ev, where you feel like you're doing a solid for these people that deserve it, work really hard, and hopefully we can give them as much of that hard-earned dollars back to them as they transfer across the borderless world.
Bill, in closing here, what's the outlook for the future, say, for the next 3 to 4 years?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, I think it's hard for me to predict, you know, where crypto would go. Otherwise, I'd be shipped ashore with you. We'd have a lot of fun from the waves on the ocean. But, you know, I see a world, and much like Kathy Wood does, I think we're looking at a world that's good. The technology is getting better and better. Our focus is going to be to not to discriminate, to be able to allow people, companies, businesses, both B2B and B2C, to allow them to use our universal digital platform. I think it's only going to get more and more efficient. I think it'll get more regulated, which is really good. And, you know, I think we're in a time like the Oscars last night, as crazy as it was. I think that the theme these days is you know, really try and be kind to people and treat everybody equally. And I think this product does that, the one that we're creating. I think it's really important that we allow everyone to have the same opportunity. There's no reason to discriminate. So we feel there's a huge paradigm shift, much like Kathy Wood does, and we feel we're poised to take advantage of it. And it's now up to us to execute, which we've got a great team that's going to do that. I've got a great team of advisors as well, all very successful people that I've known 20 years. And we're all kind of pulling the sled in the same direction and can't wait to just, you know, hit the end zone at some point down the road. But right now it's just building it one step at a time each day. And we're all committed. And like I said, we're trying to do this with integrity and passion.
Bill Corbett's my guest today. He is the CEO and chairman of Innovative Payment Solutions, Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IPSI. Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Really appreciate it. Love your show, and thanks again for the invite, and best of luck to you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.